This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. We turn now to your emails about yesterday's show, and there were a lot of them. Many of you wrote in about my interview with the creators of the parody book Goodnight Bush. Some thought the book sounded delightful, but quite a few of you were offended by that interview. Holly Tomlinson wrote from Reston, Virginia, to say this: "I am no supporter of Bush, did not vote for him, and think he's the worst president of modern times. Still, I thought the story was out of line. NPR seemed to be taking a barely disguised whack at the president while giving the authors a boatload of free publicity."
And Jim Kirkland of Stoneford, Illinois, wrote, "As a person with a conservative leaning, I listen to your program with a keen ear for media bias. It doesn't get any more blatant than this review. Take a classic book and transform it into an indictment on the standing president of the United States."
In yesterday's conversation about the presidential candidate speaking at a Latino conference, reporter Mara Liasson said there are probably more Hispanics proportionately fighting in Iraq than any other ethnic group.
That assertion was incorrect. While the military doesn't provide a specific breakdown for Iraq, according to the Department of Defense, Hispanics are actually underrepresented in the active forces as a whole compared to their numbers in the civilian population.
We also heard from listeners on the story produced with Youth Radio about the hit song I Kissed a Girl. Many of you remember the song of the same title released by Jill Sobule in 1995.
One of our listeners, Raina Edwards, who attends Wesleyan University in Connecticut, wrote in saying, "As both a gay woman and a youth, I was excited to hear music that breaks the pattern of the otherwise heteronormative pop music scene. Though I'm thrilled by the apparent proliferation of homoeroticism in contemporary music, Katy Perry's song does not seem to take seriously the lifestyle that I and many others live."
Michelle Sales of Issaca, Washington, had a different take. "What I found wonderful in the interviews about this song was the comment that it had a great beat and that you could dance to it. Is that not the same comment many of us heard made to Dick Clark on American Bandstand many years ago? Some things never change."
We always welcome your comments and critiques. Write to us by going to npr.org, and you can click on Contact Us there. Please be sure to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. And also, as we continue coverage of the economy, we're looking this week for personal stories about getting fired. Some companies let people go with dignity and discretion, some not so much. So if you've had the experience, please tell us about it. Again, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.